according to the time frame agreed upon for implementing the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. South Sudan is supposed to hold general elections in February 2023. Albino Akol Atak, Secretary General of the African National Congress, or ANC, says delayed implementation of key provisions in the peace deal, coupled with the lack of a required legal, security and constitutional framework, could harm the legitimacy of the election.
The final product of this agreement, 2018 agreement, is actually to transition the whole country to a new era through elections. But before elections, the agreement must be implemented. Within the implementation of the agreement, there is those issues that are actually very important to prepare the ground for credible and free and fair elections.
Akol Atak, who also serves as a spokesperson for the other political parties, a coalition of political parties that signed the Revitalized Peace Deal, says among the key provisions that need to be executed before elections is a review of the 2012 Political Parties Act in accordance with international standards to allow for open and democratic registration of political parties. He says his party has been in existence for 7 years. Atak says the ANC is among 14 officially recognized parties registered according to provisions in the Political Parties Act. Asked if the ANC was ready for elections, Albino said his party is legally ready to participate in elections, noting that the ANC has a presence in all 10 states and the three administrative areas of Reng, Pibor, and Abia.
ANC is a registered political party among the only 14 political parties that are registered in South Sudan. Using the Political Parties Act 2012, and ANC is the first political party to register in the Republic of South Sudan. It means that it is organized and it is ready or eligible to participate in any elections to come. Agreement of 2018, it says that a political party act must be reviewed, and then those who have not registered must register. It means those who register, which are 14, are already considered registered.
John Again, chairperson of the Committee on Information, Communication, Technology and Postal Services at the National Legislative Assembly, says that for any political party to participate in an election, it must be registered under the provisions of a reviewed Political Parties Act.
Up to now, I know only 5 who are in the agreement. 5 parties are SPLM, the mother SPLM, whom I came from. And then we have the SPLM IO, we have the OPP, we have the SAWA, and then these political retainees. They are also called parties. They are party by their own because they have a share in the agreement. So definitely these are the colorful parties who are now tasked to implement the agreement. But definitely under them, there are many others which I cannot even count this time.
Agani agrees that the Political Parties Act must be reviewed before elections are held. He says several draft amendment bills, including the Political Parties Act, have already been submitted to the Council of Ministers and will soon be taken up by the National Legislative Assembly for discussion.
We have the Constitutional Amendment Bill. It has already been submitted to the National Legislative Assembly at the administrative unit. We will be discussing it and it will get there. Another thing is the security bill, which is also a stand building, and it is still pending because the process is not finished yet from the National Council of Ministers. So I believe it is something of some few article which need to be amended. So it will not take very long. It will be a matter of 2 or 3 weeks.
Other tasks that must be implemented before elections include the reunification of various forces, the repatriation of refugees and displaced people, a population census, and the creation of a permanent constitution. For VOA News, I am Sheila Poni in Djibouti.